Today's daf is Daf Chaf Dalid, and we begin from the Mishnah. This is Halacha Tet. Shlosha Asherot. There are three types of Asherah. We've just been discussing three categories, if you like, of Batim, Avanim, and in terms of the importance is when you can mevatel them or not. So it says when it comes to Ilon Shinata Obin Tchela L'Hashem Avodah Zara HaRezeh Asura. If a tree was planted from the outset for Avodah Zara purposes, that is Asura. Now, we haven't actually defined this, what type of asherah we're referring to. That's the next mission is going to qualify this. But it seems if it was planted from the outset for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, it is asur, and we've discussed exactly what would make it asur and not if things is mechubal karka. That was a discussion we just had in the past. Gid'or ufislo l'shem Avodah Zarah, if, however, it was pruned or trimmed for the sake of Avodah Zarah, ve'ichlif, and other branches grew as a result, we say notel ma she'ichlif. All you have to do then is just, prune away those the regrowth, and that would be sufficient to make it mutar. Hemitach, if however it was just hemitach dav avodah zara, they just place avodah zara below it, then bitlo, and all you have to do is mevatlo, you have to mevatel it, and harezeh mutar makes it mutar. Okay, no, you mevatel with a goy, yeah, because a Jew can't mevatel the avodah zara of a goy, okay? Now, here it's interesting you got the gears of bitlo. Because generally, you see in the Tfus Vilna and the Bavli, it's benatla, meaning he took it away. That makes a bit more sense, because then that makes really fits with the pattern of the Mishnahs we've seen regarding the house and also regarding this stone. Okay, so that's the Gemara now. Shall I share it then? Rav Ami says, B'shem Rav Shimon Malakish, Pitach ba pituchim eino betela. If he engraved into it or etched into, now the Pnei Moshe says this is referring to the tree, the chakak ba tzurat avodah zarah, then it's not batela. You can't mevatel it. Okay. So Gemara says, even if that you end up removing this pituchim, as opposed to when you were plastering a stone and things like that, all you have to do remove all. If the goy just removed it, it would be fine. But if you or if you say you removed it, it would be also. It doesn't make that stone would have been asur. Here we're saying that even if you end up removing all this pituchim, it's not going to help you. It's interesting here, again, we're not talking about a stone. This is our parashim that says this is actually referring to the previous mishnah regarding a stone, but the Pnei Moshe says no. This is referring to this tree, and it says, I'll just read the Pnei Moshe. It says, Pshita de'enu batela, it's obvious that it's not bevata, elalon nitzrich afilo avir pituchim. Even if you remove those pituchim, it's not batela, ilvun atom metchila l'shem avodah zarah. The assumption he seems to be understanding, this is going on the rather the Reisha. That because it was planted Shem Avodah Zarah, even removing this pitucheya is not going to help you. Okay, Tani, ha'erkiv notel ma'aser kiv. If you did harkava, you grafted a branch on it, then you have to just simply remove it and the tree would be fine. Amrav Yanai, but who she'erkiv ba'al Avodah Zarah? That's presuming the person initially, when it was markiv, it did it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. I don't know, you want to make the tree more shaped in a particular way or for particular Avodah Zarah reasons. Okay, however, Rav Hillel says B'shem, interestingly here, the Pnei Moshe is reading the sugya, this is B'shem Resh Lakish. The hu she'amid tachteya avodah zarah. That is provided, going on the previous case, that he actually places an avodah zarah beneath it. So Gemara says, I don't understand. This is contradicting. Tamana amar pitach ba pituchim. All you have to do, if you like, was pitach ba pituchim and make it asur. And it's not batela. Aim if you remove the pituchim. I'll show you here the Pnei Moshe. He says machlav I'll just go to go back a second. That's when you. He says it's going on that shita, not just the hirkiv. But he says v'hushamitachteya. He says who diktani in hadiktani mean the middle case mitziata. If he pruned this tree, l'shem avodah zarah, we simply say no tel ma she'echlif, and that's sufficient. That's b'shemid tachtav avodah zarah. That's when avodah zarah was placed there. V'nikaron, and it becomes recognizable l'shem avodah zarah that the actions he was taking to prune this tree was for the sake of avodah zarah. Okay, now so what's the kasha here? You do these engravings, and the engravings alone will make it us, so you don't need to have an avodah zarah beneath it. And also, even if you remove the pituchim, it's not going to help you. And here, the even if you simply started doing this pisulah l'shem avodah zarah, this goy did this. Unless you put a avodah zarah, sorry, unless it was a avodah zarah beneath it. then it wouldn't become asur. So we seem to be much more chamur with the pitucheya. Pitucheya is much more chamur that if it's engraved into it, doesn't say, mention anything about Avodah Zarah being below when he's doing it, and you can't even removing it's not going to help you. And you've got the other extreme that says with this pisula, you know, you've grafted it, you've pruned it, and the Mishnah says as long as you remove that, it's fine. But even there, we're more makel that the grafting has to be done in a context that there's an Avodah Zarah there, so it's obvious he's doing it for the Avodah Zarah to make it asur. They seem to be opposite extremes of kula chumra. So the Gemara says, it says when it comes to pituach, engraving or etching into the tree, that's much worse. Shubugufo shelilan, it's actually done into the body of the tree. We've carved out something. And it was carved for the purposes initially for Avodah Zarah. That's Reisha versus the Mitziata. You've just taken an existing tree and, you know, pruned it. So it's interesting here that the Pnei Mishnah keeps on folding this back case of Petuchia onto the first case of Nata'o L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So it's not just Petuchia's Mochamor, I think from this parish, again, Askel explains this differently, for the parish is also really the Reisha case is much more also Chamor than the Mitziata. Okay, now he takes up the next line, Tanya Rakiv no Telma Sherkiv, Amar Aviyana Avush Sherkiv Ba'Avodah Zarah. Okay, now I start from the following. This is the same Rav Ila that we've seen in the last two cases as well, so you'll recognize a pattern. Rav Ila says in the shame of Rav Elazar, Rav Ila, different ways of pronouncing, of saying the name, Vahusha Mid Ba'Avodah Zarah. Again, the Mitziata, the middle case, which says good old Pisolo. When does it come Asul? Well, that's once again, the only Asul once Avodah Zarah has been placed beneath it. So the Gemara says, Al Dat Rav Elazar, same kash as that before, if the Mitziata case requires Avodah Zarah to be there, then you've really only got Shtei Asherot, because this, the third case is also talking about Mitach Lad Avodah Zarah. So if you're saying the second case requires Mitach Lad Avodah Zarah, it's only really two cases then. So once again, we says Kan L'Shah, Kan L'Shahot. That is, again, the difference is that the Sefer talking about if you did it temporarily, okay, it's sufficient once Avodah Zarah is removed to Matal the tree. However, L'Shahot is when, again, yes, it's pruned, but the Avodah Zarah is paid there for a bit more permanence. Okay, so therefore, to make the tree mutar, you'd have to chop away those the extensions as a result of the pruning, and obviously the Avodah Zarah would have had to be removed. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara asks, Ezo hi Asherah. What is this Asherah? And importantly, that it says, that's Rabbi Shimon, this is we see in what we saw in Halachatet. That is Machlok Rabbi Shimon Malaza, Rabbi Shimon Verabanan. Okay, so what is this case of the Shera case that's debated? So Gemara says, Kol Shetachti Avodah Zarah. The first opinion Tanakama is that it is where there is a Avodah Zarah place below it. Okay, however, Rabbi Shimon Malaza, Shimon says no. Kol she'ov dinota, that is a tree that it itself is worshipped. So is a tree worshipped, or is it seem to be like Avodah Zarah in front of it? That's the case of Asherah. What's the definition of Asherah that we say Shalosh Asherah? So Maaseh B'Tzeidan, Be'ilan she'ov dinota, there was a Maaseh event, a case in Tzeidan, where there was a tree that was worshipped. Ve'atach Tav Gal, and there was a mound of stones there. Amale B'Shimon, Badku et Gal, go check that Gal. Hazeh. Ubadku and they checked it. Umatzur batzur and they found an image there. Okay, Amalem na. Okay, ohil batzurayen ovdin natir lahemet ilan. Since there was a tsura, there was an image there. It's clear there were oved the, if you like, the image and not the ilan. So therefore, the ilan would be mutar. Okay, which is interesting. Because you'll see in a moment, if you remember, the Asherah referred to Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shedinota, the actual tree itself. So what's the case? So Ezo Asherah, so Amrav Chista, Bestam Chulkim. The case is regarding Stam. Meaning Stam is that we don't know what they worshipped. Ma'anan came in Deva Barishu of Din Latzura. If it's clear, I mean it's obvious, that there were Oved the Tzura and the Ilan, Divra Kol, the tree's Asur. Im Davar Bari, if it's obvious, I mean they're obvious, we know that all their worship is a tree, and not the Ilan, Divra Kol Mutar, everyone agrees the tree's Mutar. Elamah came. What's a machloka between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim regarding what Ezu Asherah? That's regarding Stam, meaning it happened to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and the question is, And now they've moved on, whatever. The question is a tree mutar or not? Whether worshipping the tree or just only the tzura. So Reb Shimon says, Stam avdim le tzura v'le'ilan. Important to add here. Minastam, even if there's an image there, they were oved both. Okay? That says, no, it was an image there, mistama, worshiping the image that was there, and the tree was just there, like, I don't know, for shade, and therefore the tree itself was won't become asur. That's what the debate is. So if that's the case, if we're understanding that the debate between Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon is regarding stam, the mesa that we brought in the Mishnah was a case of stam. Meaning, if you remember what was the case, it says, Maisa b'tzaydim b'ilanshu avdinotah b'yatachtav galan, those amount of stones. And according to that, what Rabbi Shimon say, minastam is what? That the tree would be asur. Minastam ovdim, the way we, the gears we had in Yerushalmi here is litzura v'le'ilan. That minastam, they were worshipping the image and the ilan. Mashma, even if they open up that mound of stones and one would find a tzura there, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be asur. But nonetheless, for kasher Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, "Chalukah chachamim v'osem ma'isa katzebo." But in that incident, in that ma'isa, what did he say? He says, "Check the mound of stones. They found a tzura." And he says, "Okay, if they found the tzura, they're clearly over the tzura and not the tree." But we just said, according to Rabbi Shimon, that minastam, if you don't know what they were doing, minastam, even if there's a tzura there, they'll worship the tzura and the tree. So how can he matter the tree? So this is one of the incidents where we see that Rabbi Shimon, even though it's chalukah on chachamim, Lamaisi paskin like the Chachamim. That's what the Gemara presents it as a kasha, but that's effectively what happened in this situation. Even though it's Chol Chachamim, he paskin like the Chachamim. That if there's a tzurazem, minastam, they were over the tzura and not the tree. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says, this halacha yud aleph, lo yoshev betzila ve'im yashav tahor. You're not allowed to sit in the shade of the tree of the avodah zarah, if you do your tahor. Lo yavor tachtav, you're not allowed to pass under the tree. Meaning, in other words, when you're in the shade of the tree, the first case that you have to appreciate is we're not talking about you're much under the branches. It's not, let's say the sun's in the afternoon and the shade is cast at a distance from the tree. So it says you're not allowed to sit in the shade of the tree, but and if you do this, the tree of this Asherah tree, and if you do your tahor, however, if you go underneath the tree, yavor tachtav, you're not allowed to go underneath the lower tachtav b'mavav, then you'd be tameh. Okay, that's what the assumption is at this stage. However, you have to be careful here, because you'll see the Gemara says now. fine, it says because it says Haitag, if the tree happened to be, let's say, this Asherah tree was in the over going over a street and a public thoroughfare. In that situation, it says va'avar tachtav, and the person goes underneath it, then he'd be tahor. Now, to appreciate this, you have to that Bnei Moshe explains that the tumah of walking under this tree must be derabanan. Therefore, that's why we say that if it's gozelat tarim, the tree's going over a general thoroughfare, a public street, then lo gazru rabanan. In that situation, that's why you tahor, because the chachamim won't gozer in that situation. So we see quite clearly the whole thing of tumah being going under the tree, this avershera, it must be derabanan. Because otherwise, if it was Doraita, who cares if it's a gozelet terabim? It's a source of tumah. We don't say for sheretz is on the street and people can't and it's blocking people's passage. You don't say, oh, it's tahor because it's gozelet terabim, or a tumah, or obvious if there's a met and placed under a bridge and people can't go under the bridge by tumah. You don't say, oh, it's gozelet tahor. No, if it's a source of tumah, it's a source of tumah. Bad luck. So the fact that it's gozelet terabim, we say tahor means it must be derabanan. Then it says, Zorin tachtav yirakot b'yamot ha'geshamim avolo b'yamot ha'chama. One is allowed to plant underneath the vegetables b'yamot ha'geshamim, meaning in the winter, but not in the summer. Why? Because in the summer it's benefiting from the shade of this tree, and you're only going to have enough from this Asherah. Okay. However, v'chazirin, this is another type of a chazer, it's a type of like a lettuce or something. It says, lo b'yamot ha'chama v'lo b'yamot ha'geshamim, because even in both seasons it is beneficial. Okay? So therefore, you're not allowed to do it. But in other words, the shade is beneficial both in summer and winter for these vegetables. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, even the other yirakot, also, lo yirakot b'yamot ha'geshamim, not even in the winter, mipnei sha'neviyah nosherat aleiha. Because what's going to happen is the leaves from this Asherah tree will fall and effectively fertilize. V'avolam lezabel. So, If you're saying if you like it's a problem during the summer to get shade from the Asherah tree, then the winter it's also a problem for these vegetables you planted on the tree because the leaves end up fertilizing the vegetables that are beneath it. Okay, that's what he says. However, this needs a bit of thought. I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says in Nevi'ah. He says, Ha'alim Roshim and Ha'ilam Yomot HaGashamim. He says, Ha'parech B'Gemara, but the Bavli asks the following question. Ha'ashamina L'Rabbi Yossi L'El B'Pirkin, we learned earlier above. Gabei Shochek V'Zorei L'Ruach. We explained that according to Rabbi Yossi, when it, let's say someone has an Avodah Zarah, how do you destroy it? Chachamim said, you've got to throw it in Yom HaMelech. If you remember, we saw Rabbi Yossi says, you simply just grind it up and just throw it in the wind. Meaning, Chachamim didn't like that. Why didn't the Chachamim like that? Because it says, it's Mezabel. It's going to end up this finely ground, whatever it is of Avodah Zarah, is going to end up fertilizing the soil. However, but Rabbi Yossi wasn't bothered by that. We didn't explain it then, but here we can see the explanation. Meaning, because it's a situation we've got Zeh, which is Asur, and Zeh, which is Mutar, I mean the ground itself, which is assisting in making this the plants grow. Meaning, Mishum, the Sfira Lei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, the Kol Zeh V'Zeh Gorem, if something's brought about by something Mutar and Asur, then it's Mutar. That's what the debate was there. Okay. Therefore, on my Asur Hacha B'Yerakot B'Shum Zevel. If that's the case, why is Rabbi Yossi so concerned about the leaves from the tree in the wintertime falling by the vegetables? Isn't this another case of Zeh V'Zeh Gorem, and it should be Mutar? Mashni, the Bavli explains that Rabbi Yossi hacha ledivrayim de Rabbanan ka'ama. Rabbi Yossi is only working with the Shinta Chachamim. Ledidi le'olam mutar, according to me, I find no problem of it being underneath the tree at all. Ela'linichu, according to you, that holds zeh vazeh gorem asur, you hold that a mutar and asur thing combining together is forbidden. Yarakot, then you should have also said it's also for the Yarakot during when? During Yomot HaGashamim, even in the winter that he planted under the Sherati. Why? Because of the Mipnei HaNevayah Nosheret Aleihem, sorry. Because according to, if in other words, according to you who holds Zeh V'Zeh Gorem Asur, then even the wintertime it should be a problem. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is only arguing by adopting the basic reasoning of the Chachamim to pose that as an argument against them. Okay, but Rabbanan Tzavri, why do Chachamim Davka then say it's not a problem during the winter for these Yerakot to be placed below the tree? Sorry, Sha'ani Acha She'ein Eilam Shel Avodah Zarah Mo'il Yerakot Klum. In other words, it's not really going to be that beneficial. Shema Shemashbiach Menevi'ah Pogem Ulehem Batzel. Because that what you think is somewhat beneficial because of the Nevi'ah, these leaves that are falling in the Zevel, is overcome or count. In other words, that minor benefit is overweighed by the detriment of being the shade that it's provided during the wintertime. Okay, so there's no actual Hana. That seems to be the debate regarding this under the tree. However, he says, Yarakot. You can always plant under the Yarakot. Because of the opinion, Zevazegorim is Mutar, and seems to be we follow that opinion. Okay, let's learn the Gemara. Lo yashiv bitzila, you can't sit in the shade. Tamanam ribishem Rabbi Yechista. Tzila asur, the shade is asur. Tzel tzila is mutar. What's tzila and tzel tzila? The shade of the shade? I don't understand. I ezot tzel tzila, ezot tzila. What are these terms? So tamanan recall she'ilu tipol v'inogad bo. Ze tzila, v'kol she'enu tipol v'inogad bo, ze tzel tzila. In other words, if the tree would actually fall over in that direction, the shade that reaches that point, if it laid down, so in other words, the whole height of the tree, that's the length of the shade we're talking about, that's considered tzila. That's what asur to be in. That's tzel tzila. You can imagine late in the afternoon where the length of the shade is actually taller than the tree. That extension, if you like, more than the height of the tree, that is not a problem. So Gemara says, Mipnei ma tzila asur. Why is sitting in the shade of this tree asur? And the first assumption is Mishum shuhu bahana, because it's a isu hana. The Gemara says, well, that doesn't make sense. Hareya kever asur bana, you're not allowed to get any benefit from a kever. You know, it's a Yisra'ana effectively. Vitzilo, but you're allowed to sit in the shade of a kever. Similarly, hare ha-heichal, the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to get any derived direct benefit, if you like, from hekdesh, something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is no. That's asur bana, but nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yoshev v'shoneh betzilo shel heichal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to sit in the shade of the heichal. So therefore, you see, havalei tamei delo mishum asu ba'ana. So therefore, sitting in the shade of something cannot be considered as deriving hana'a that would be violating the isra hana'a. So therefore, the Bnei Moshe then therefore explains that it must be. One second, he says, "Ela tamei mishum chumah d'avodah zarah." It's just a chumrah we apply to avodah zarah hilchach lechatchila lo yoshev v'meshev tahor. In other words, you can't extrapolate from this for any other sugars regarding Isur HaNa'ah, because sitting in the shade isn't a violation of Isur HaNa'ah. Why does Mishnah say not to sit in the shade? Oh, that's a chumrah of avodah zarah. We treat it much more extreme. Okay, the Gemara says, Rav Avin b'shem Rabbanan Taman zot omer she'ein tumat metim mechaveret. It's quite clear that tumat metim, not tumat metim, meaning the fact that avodah zarah is metameh be'ohel, right? Like a met. That's how I have to explain it. That's also, and mechaveret means it's not deoraita. The lock, and if that wasn't, because if it was, read me deoraita. This is how I explain the Mishnah. Kevesh ugroz the rabbi and varata chatav tahor. Because if we explained, if there's a kever, if there's a met or a grave that happens to be buried, let's say, under a bridge that is breaching or in the Rosh Hashanah itself, we say, who cares if it's a gozel terabim, it'd be tameh. The fact the Mishnah says, as soon as the gozel terabim, a tree of Asherah that happens to be going over a street, people can go through and they won't become tameh, must mean that the capacity for avodah zarah to be a source of tumah, be'ohel, like a met, must be rabbinic in nature, must be the rabbana. Okay, let's continue. Gamil Zoga v'mistamech b'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Zoga was supporting Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Matun b'hu tavnita. They end up reaching a place of this avodah zarah tavnita. Amalei, and I think we've seen a sugya like this before. Ma'u na'avor kami? Can we walk past it? Amalei avor kami v'sameinei. Yes, of course. Keep walking. This is a bit. You can see this sort of like seems to follow on with the Gozal Tarabim. I mean, they're trying to walk by, they're making a passage, or trying to walk in a particular path, having a avodah zarah there. Can we pass it? He says, absolutely. You can keep walking there. In other words, sameinah means blinded. But al techos avor lefanav v'sameinah enav. You know, just walk past it, and it literally means blinded. Klomar v'chiyesh lecha busha milfanav. Are you ashamed of it? Of course not. Keep walking and just ignore it. Okay. Avor v'yila b'zayon she'osim lo kapandria, and it will therefore be disgraceful to it by using its passage by it as a shortcut. That's what it's saying. In other words, I think we saw a sugya like this before. I'm not mistaken. I might be mixing up with Daf Yomi, where the question was if there was a dam chashuv. A lot of time, you might want to not show the person disrespect and walk in a different direction, not walk directly in front of it. That's a siman that just using the shortcut, walking in front of it, is actually. You know, it's some disrespect. So why should we change our path, our route? Okay. Similarly, we see two other cases like this. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Matna having mistamech Rabbi Yochanan. He was supporting Rabbi Yochanan as a walking. Matum le betzama devuli. This is another type of avodah zarah. Amar lo man avrek. We walk past. Amar avor kami besameinei. Same type of approach. Yeah, for sure. Let's keep walking. We're not going to change our directions, and we can, if you like, blind its eyes in quotes. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says, "Hami mistachnech b'Rabbi Yosher assembly matun la'adorei de tzalma." Another type of avodah zarah. Amar le Nachum ish kadosh kodeshim avor va'at late at avor avore kamei besameinai. In other words, Nachum ish kadosh kodeshim. If you remember, he was someone who never looked at images. This is if you remember this, he didn't look at the images on coins. And if you remember when they went to bury him, there's a cupboard. We saw this recently. They covered all the images so that when the kever went past, he would look at them. Right, that was a discussion we saw not so many daf ago. So he, in other words, Nachum Ish Kadosh Grim didn't change his route in order to get to his destination to avoid this. So you too can just keep walking, walk straight past his avodah zarah, and show disrespect by doing that. Okay. Later, Gemara says later the Palegal Rabbi Yochanan. So later the Palegal Rabbi Yochanan is we're talking about now these leaves that fall. So if you recall, Rabbi Yochanan, it seemed to imply that the leaves that fall from the Asherah tree is still asu. Because the contra Biosi says, aren't you getting hana from it in the wintertime when these leaves fall? So therefore, you should, according to, again, reasoning, according to the logic of Chachamim, you should be able to plant vegetables on an acre. That's what we said in the Mishnah. But the problem is, Rabbi Yochanan says, because Amar Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra, Asura, that again, Rabbi Yochanan said, meaning even according to Yochanan, it's Asur. Because he says, Avodah Zarah breaks on its own. This is a machlok with Rabbi Yochanan Rav we saw, it's Asur. However, look at the However, if you remember, that's assuming that it all just fell in its place. However, if, no, it was Rechon and Rish Lakish, sorry. But if you're not going to build it up again, everyone agrees that that which collapsed and fell apart is mutar. So these leaves, they're not going to come and stick it back into the tree. And if they're fallen, once they're fallen, they should be considered mutar. So the Gemara says, no, tiftar be'avodazar shel Israel. Aha. So in other words, it must be this Mishnah is referring to avodazara of an Israel, meaning avodazara Israel is one that doesn't have bittul. And that's why, even if it falls apart on its own and they're never going to repair it again, it is all still aso. So that must be what the Mishnah is referring to. Because the whole question regarding if it falls apart on its own, is it mutar or not? That's regarding avodah zarah of an aku. However, for a Jew, it's never there's never any, if you like, bittul to it. Imara says, late had a pligi, meaning even the Jew himself tries to mevatel it. It doesn't work. Late had a pligi al rav. The rav amar letzorcha hi asura. The Shefayeah Mutarim. So here the Gemara is saying, he says, the Pnei Moshe says, the Amala Kama Beperkin, the Hadik Tani Shefayeah Latzorcha Asura, Davka He, Aval Shefayeah Mutarim. In other words, we said any, if you like, shavings would be Mutarim. If the shavings were for its benefit, it's Asur. But any shavings, just dumb shavings that weren't for the Tzorcha of the Vodazar, and so once again, the Gemara says, and here we said that the leaves that fall off are Asur. So once again, Od Tiftar, you can explain it here once again, Avodazar Israel that doesn't have their bittul no matter what. Okay, the Gemara says, Mipnei, what's this referring to? But then Moshe says here, we're talking about Avodazar Israel. My time, why are we so machmir? Or poshidim that we, in other words, we said about as a rogue goy, they can have sort of bittul. When it comes to about Israel, it we even much more machmir. There's no other bittul. We're much more chamor. And the answer is mimnishin nivulara. Nivula is nivul. It's bad. Nivula is and it's a just it's disgusting. Is bad. Meaning lashon gnaihu. It's a derogatory term. Nivula rasha asa Israel. It's the fact that a Jew made an avodah zara. That's even more despicable. And if a Jew happened to now switch, clubs and tries to make an avodah zara, mistama, it wasn't because he was necessarily taken to it. Minastam, it has to be driven by some sort of kas and motivated by kas. Remember, the Alma de Israel mumar shani de machmir miro poshim. Like we find by a mumar, the laws are more machmir by him. So too. But also, when it comes to an avodah zara, says, and because it wasn't just avodah zara by some sort of shtuyot in the person's head, but because by Israel doing it, so also lachis, that's why we're much more machmir by avodah zara that was created by a Jew. Okay, next piece. This is Hanahalach Yodbet. Now tell me, mena eitzim asurim. That's if you took some wood from an asherah tree, well, that wood is asubana. Hisik hatanur. Let's say it's a you use it to fire up an oven. Im chadash yutatz. If it was a brand new oven, that means the oven itself ended up being finished and hardened and completed by that fire. So there's no benefit. That's it. Yutatz. You've got to destroy the oven. However, if it's an old oven, then the only benefit you have from the wood is the heat. So simply wait, yutzan. It's not like bliot or tam, all these things. It's just now from the firewood. So just let the oven cool down and then you'll be able to use the oven. Afabo et hapat, let's say you cook bread in this. Hapat asur bahana. The pot would become asur bahana. You wouldn't be able to get any benefit from it. Okay. Now it's interesting here. You have to be very careful with all these things. I'll really read Pnei Moshe. I know it's a bit over, but we have to. There's some technical pieces we have to really get through with this. So, firstly, it says Im chadash yutat shehesek arishon shemesikin make hands, as we said, machziko, and then mekans nitaken beisra. Finished with fixed, if you like, complete with isra. Nah, that's why the new oven has to be destroyed. B'hach many liba demand rasur. And this Mishnah is according to the opinion that ze v'ze gorem asur. We've seen this debate. Supreme Rosh Chachamim. Ve'en halacha ela ben chadash ben yashan yutzan, but really halacha is not like this because we hold be'eva zeva zegrim is mutar. So therefore, even if it's a new oven, you just have to let it cool down. And that's shloya afu ba'tapat behesek ze ad shisanen. You've got to, you can't bake it until it cools down. Fine. If you cook the bread Then apatasura. But Gemara hatan ka'ama ba'avoka kanegu. That's only if the flame is mamash underneath the bread itself. Shekol ka sha hapat ne'efei doleka ta'or. That while the bread is breaking, that wood that you've used, the full fuel is still burning, meaning you can see the fire there. Because it must be that he's getting hana'ah. We'll see why this is important soon. That he's getting hana'ah from this wood as while it's still there. And therefore, there's actual shevach etzim, the benefit from the wood there going into the pot. That's why it becomes asur. Okay, we'll explain why it makes a difference soon. It says, however, Elazar says, when it comes to the, now, what happens if, again? You bake bread in this oven. The oven's asur. The bread's asur right now. Nitareh b'achirot. If that bread that you've baked in this oven gets mixed with other bread, then kura asur b'ana. They're all asur b'ana. However, according to Rebbe Elazar, it says no. All you do is you can your lichanea liyama melech. That the benefit in that one bread that's mixed with the other ones just simply your lichotan melech. You can just take that value, throw in yama melech, and be done with it. And however, said amru, they said him amru lo ein pidon la avodah zarah. However, let's try and understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Natal memenu eitzim. Amrav Chastai says, Bistam chulkim. That they are cholik bistam. Mana kaim, we're talking about. Im la hesek divra kol mutar. Im la ashan divra kol asur. Ela kaini bistam. So to appreciate this, I want to go through the Pnei Moshe. He says as follows. He says, Bistam chulkim. Rav Chastai meferesh hadik tani tere bachro. The case where this the bread got mixed with other words, others, that's a eitzim kai. We're not talking about the bread that was baked like I explained in the Mishnah. We're talking about where the wood itself got mixed up with other wood. Meaning, if, pardon me, if you're taking from that wood to simply fire up the oven, then it's mutar. The hesek tanu ba'atze asu gefeo lo havi ela zeba zegorem. Because this seems to be going against the way we the Moshe explained the Mishnah. He's explained the Mishnah differently. Because if you're just trying to use that wood to fuel a fire, then it's zeba zegorem. And zeba zegorem, we're saying now, is mutar. Vod be'ina te gamra la lapat ikle le isura. Again, this is different to the way explained in the Mishnah. Not only that, the bread that we bake in such an oven will be mutar because you've used the wood to fuel the fire, and by the time you put the bread in, the wood is no longer there. Ikla isura, only the heat that was produced from it. And therefore, everyone agreed that if the wood got mixed up, it'll be sufficient just to the value of the wood that was mixed up and send that to Yama Melach. Okay, I just want to say this again clearly. We explained the mission, the mixture was regarding the bread itself. And we're trying to say, how does the bread become asur? Oh, the bread became asur because it must be, according to the way the Bavli explained it, that the fire was still there, so the Hana Eitzim is going in the pot. However, the way Pnei Moshe has explained the Gemara, that what Rav Chastai is saying, is talking about that no, we're not talking about where the bread that was made in such an oven get mixed up. We're going back a step. We're talking about the firewood. Your firewood source is a mixture of Asherah wood and other wood itself. And because of that, everyone agrees that in that situation, just your lich hana'ah yalam ha-melach, Chachamim would agree that you stand now, you get from the wood just stand to the Yama Melach, and you can use it to fuel the fire. First, he's ever said Gorim is Mutar, and secondly, by the time you put the bread in, Ikla Isur, the wood's no longer burning or present anymore. However, Imla Ashen, if you're doing to make a Mugmar, some sort of smoking to smoke out some Kalim, or Divra Kol, everyone agree that's Asur, because Shari Ne'enem Gufa Eitzim, because now the Hana is coming straight from the Eitzim themselves. And even if it's mixed with others, that's when you machmerim. It must be bistam. In other words, you took from this word bistam. Again, I'm not exactly sure what that means for whatever purpose. The question is it mutar or not? Baha, that's what the machloket is between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacha. Okay, beseder. We'll continue from the next Mishnah, Halachah Gimel, next year. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.